This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
There's a lot of bad blood right now.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Megan's like, hee, 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 hee. She's like, it's my plan all along. Oh, my God. This song is so good. I like Taylor Swift. I love her after this song. Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing. But I also loved our episode tonight, which we're supposed to be talking about. Real Housewives of New York City. Hello, guys. I missed you last week. I am back with my beautiful co-host. I'm Ashley Daniels, here with
Fern Ronay.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Wagner.
And Megan Stecker.
Awesome. And where can we find you all on Twitter? I'm at Twitter at Ashley Daniels.
At Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
And I'm at Lindsay Wagner.
And at Megan Stecker.
Well, since we are talking about social media
Yes. And
sponsorship and all those wonderful things, we get to be here at AfterBuzz thanks to all of our sponsors. One of our sponsors tonight is Mazda. Does driving matter to you? There's over 4 million miles of road in the U.S. to find out. That's a lot of ground to cover. A lot of highways, freeways, long ways, wrong ways. They're all there waiting to be driven on. So do you take that left turn at Albuquerque or just keep driving? Or do you wake up early on Sunday morning for a drive before the traffic does? Or do you take the long, winding road home for a change? If driving matters to you, just get out and drive. Why? Because driving matters. Mazda. So our wonderful sponsor allows us
Yes.
to be here
Perfect.
And bring all these wonderful, amazing after shows like the Real Housewives of New York after show to all of you guys.
I think I need to lower my mic just a little bit.
Oh, I can lower that for you.
Do you mind?
Sure.
I just want to be able to hear everybody. Number one? Okay, I'm number one. Thank you. Slight technical difficulty.
Better?
Yes. Let me see. But did you get number one?
I think I did get number one.
No.
Is that you?
No. It's okay. Someone else.
Hey.
Found their number one. But in the meantime, yeah, that was me. Thank
Great.
You.
Cool. Hey, guys.
So for tonight's episode, first of all, can we just say that I thought it was conch blocked?
So did I.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And you're a lawyer. So
yeah.
I don't know what that's on. Okay, great.
I'm supposed to know
Oh,
these
my gosh.
Things,
I'm like, what's a conch? And then I got the play on words. Lindsay filled me in on that. But
it's
but only
it
because
it's conch.
It's conch.
Conch.
Yeah. Oh, because it's in that stupid, horrible book we had to read in, like, sophomore year of high school. That
What was it called?
The Lord of the Flies.
Oh, yeah, I read that, but I guess I didn't really read
Piggy
it. Maybe that's Cliff Notes.
Yeah, yeah, Piggy, yeah.
Yeah, it was... No, I shouldn't say horrible, because it's just not my style of book, unfortunately, guys. I love Lost.
Anyway, but that's why you knew the word. But it was called Conch Blocked, and we find out why it was called Conch Blocked. And it was a play on words. Although tonight
Which
I thought there was
clever.
A lot of options for titles,
right.
though. There was like Frickin' Frack at one point.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Dirty Martini.
Yes, Dirty Dirty. Mm-hmm. And yeah, lots and lots. Overall, though, what did you think of tonight's episode? Did it deliver? Did it make you excited
right.
as a Real Housewives fan?
It did. I'm so excited that this vacation has had enough action that this is the third week. We get to see
yeah.
it, and we'll get to see a little more
yeah.
next week, too.
Yeah.
Megan and I did Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and New Jersey, and by this point in the season, we were like, there's nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
New York is so good.
Yeah. I thought the same thing when I had done Beverly Hills, not last season, but the season before, and I'm dropping things again everywhere. What a mess. And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh. I remember my co-host and I, we would just watch it, and we're like,
There's nothing to say.
There's nothing to talk about. Yeah. There's so much to talk
mm-hmm.
about, so let's get into that. But overall, everybody loved the episode. We're all diehard fans of the show, so when we're extra excited, I know that the fans of the show are extra excited. Starting out, though, we, of course, it doesn't even start out, like, a little and then, you know, go, it just goes right to 60. It starts out Bethany telling Ramona she's manic and that she's, you know, Bethany was going to cook. And then, you know, Ramona just changed her mind and then just wanted to just change the whole plan. And she's like, you're manic. Like, you make everything about you. Do you guys agree that that's how Ramona is at this point, that she just doesn't get it? She's just wanting to do what she's spontaneous and she just wants people to follow whenever she wants to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's just her personality. She wants this room and she wants to go to this place for lunch and she doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Bethany for sure.
I think she's a little bit selfish and I think she herself would probably be able to admit that. And I think it is kind of Ramona's way or the highway. And if everyone doesn't do what Ramona does, well, then you get the Ramona wrath and stuff. Like, it's like, if mom's not happy, then no one's happy. If she's not happy, no one there's going to be happy. And luckily, I think she realized that mm-hmm. as she realized this was important to Bethany. And we kind of touched on mm-hmm. it last week because this was the end of the episode mm-hmm. last week. So we did touch that, like, Bethany's doing this for everyone. I mean, if someone was cooking a dinner or something and then two people were like, well, I'm not going to stay, like, I would be right. really upset and hurt that they didn't want to put the time in to, like, hang out when I was making an effort to do that for everyone.
Right. Yeah. And can we just talk about the comparison between how many seasons ago when she cooked dinner while she was pregnant away and Ramona was her number one advocate while Crazy Lady...
While they're in the boat?
What's her name? Crazy.
Kelly Bensimo.
Kelly Bensimo. No, not while they were in the boat. They were sitting outside. Yeah. And that was when she's like, go to bed, go to bed. Yes. Go to sleep, go to sleep. But do you remember how Ramona was just like, guys, like, she's tried to cook, like, let's make this, you know, Sonia grabbed the food that wasn't eaten during that time to make sure that Bethany didn't feel bad. They really made a big deal yeah. out of it. And now we fast forward to now, where they should be closer, if anything, and they're like, oh, Bethany wants to cook, bye, we don't care. It's like, hello? Yeah. What happened? You know, I don't get it. So it's interesting to see the difference mm-hmm. in their
I think Ramona just wants to go out and meet guys and have fun, yeah. and she's in a zone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't care.
Yeah. She was already in the zone yes. at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah. That was her day.
Yes. Get in the zone. Ramona zone. Ba-dum. It's a good zone to be in. Seems fun. But, okay, so she talks about, it's funny, Ramona's talking about a book that she is thinking about writing. And I want to talk to you about this because you are an author yourself. But Bethany kind of looks like she's kind of shutting her down, but really she's saying, like, you can't write the book without yeah. Mark. Mm-hmm. So what did you yeah. think about that conversation between the two of them?
Everything that Bethany was saying is true. There has to be a beginning, a middle, and the end, and it seems like she wants to tell her life story, but there's no ending yet. It seems like she hasn't found, she's still going through the divorce, she's still going through everything, she's obviously not in a good place, so she should probably wait a little until she has the happy ending. I think that's what Bethany was trying to say, and I think she was right. She was right about a lot of things. The title is not, you know, able to be copywritten. You can, you know, there can be multiple titles of the same name, but you don't want to do that because it puts your book at a disadvantage. She's completely right in the things she was saying, but I don't think I think she was the manic one at that point.
She was very angry.
Yeah. But is there an end? We don't ever know the ending of our life. Like, when do you decide to write the book? When you're 95 and you're like, I may croak next year, let me write the book? Like, I don't get it. Like, it is the end of one chapter of her life.
Yes,
she could write
true.
That.
You she know? Could write everything she learned up until that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't know. She can't just wait on the book just in case she meets a guy.
Right.
Right. So, like, in that sense, I'm like, there is an arc, though.
Right.
So, I don't know. But it was, like you guys said, like, she was a little bit upset about it. For some reason, she took it very personal.
I just thought Bethany's energy, it was almost like Ramona's energy transferred to Bethany, mm-hmm. and now she was the nuts one.
Right.
You know, she wasn't allowing anyone else to give an opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, she's speaking on it as, I'm so authoritative because I've written 8 books, and it was rude to the other women who weren't allowed to share their opinion. So I see why Heather got upset.
Yeah, yeah.
And Carol is obviously going to have an opinion and working on a book currently, so her opinion is valid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I have someone in my life involuntarily that is very much like that, and they're just like, they just always shut you down in everything you say, and they're always right, they always know it all, and there just comes a point where you just want to say, like, get over yourself. You're mm-hmm. so insecure, clearly, because all you do is talk about how great you are. I'm not saying in this case Bethany's like that, because Bethany's actually really smart. She really does try to help these people, but I think in this case it just reminded me of that situation in my life, personally, but she's not always like that.
I think Bethany's she was just still reeling from them exactly. wanting to eat her lunch, that she was just like,
Yeah.
Having it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think she was upset from earlier. It seems like even with Dorinda from last episode when she was mad at Heather. Same mm-hmm. kind of thing. Yeah. She was like pissed off from the morning or something, and then she took it out on her. Mm-hmm. So they're all just like at this point emotionally messed up. Mm-hmm. So that was really unlike Bethany, and I wish that, you know, we could... I will read her blog and see what she had to say about that, because I'm sure she regrets that, although she had a point. So then we see... It's funny. Heather tells Bethany that she's a know-it-all. And it was an interesting dynamic between the two, because it was almost like they were challenging one another. Like, it wasn't about so much what they were saying. It was like, are you going to really tell me what you really think? Because I'm going to tell you. And then Heather's like, yeah, I'll tell you. And she's like, I'll tell you too. And then it was just went on and on. But it was at that point where have you guys ever been in a situation like that where you're like willing to say it because you know the other person doesn't think you're going to say it? Because that's what I thought the situation seemed like tonight. It was more about proving to the other one, like, that I will tell you what I think.
I can't recall anything recently. Yeah, it just went on.
Do you think that Heather did the right thing by saying that?
I think it's good in most circumstances, if you're coming from a calm place, mm-hmm. to have a discussion about this. And in this situation, I think the way that Bethany was reacting, considering the whole manic situation previously, and you're right, I think her feelings transferred, Ramona's feelings transferred to Bethany. But she was kind of acting like a know-it-all. Mm-hmm. And Heather saying she just doesn't shut the F up was kind of true, because she just kept going and no one could get in any mm-hmm. word. So it was honest of her to say it. I think they were just both then, yep, one-upping each other till they couldn't get any more. And both of them got to get out what they needed to say. And then we're fine.
I know. Wasn't that funny?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all that you just needs to happen mm-hmm. is you both need to be like, I don't like you. You're being this way. Well, you're being this way. You get it out and you squat. It's almost like a mm-hmm. guy's way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. You know, that is so true. That's almost like we should all take pointers from that. When we have our next argument with our girlfriends, we'll just be like, well, listen, like,
each other bikini bottoms off.
Exactly. I mean, just show your butt and everything is better, right?
It was strange. Like, I kind of thought Bethany was kind of unreasonably just march right up to her and was like, if you're going to talk about me, say it to my face.
Yeah.
And she's like, you need to talk to me. I'm live and direct right here. Like, right. Bethany's, she was still on mm-hmm. this, like, crazy energy mm-hmm. level. But I love Heather was so laid back and like, yes. It's really not that deep for me, Beth. Like, let it go. Let it go.
And sometimes that's the best way to solve any issues, to act like it just doesn't matter whether it does or it doesn't. She played it so well.
I got to give Heather the upper hand here.
Yeah, I
really do. Yeah. Like, Bethany seemed like a little crazy all afternoon.
Yeah.
I really
And it's really hard to see women arguing in swimsuits.
It was awkward.
You know what?
It's like, I can't.
I bet a lot of men that watch this, they're like, so this is what you watch all day. I could get used to this. You know? It's like girls screaming
having
at each
their
other,
pillow fights
taking
in their underwear.
Pants off, whatever they're doing.
Pulling their pants down.
I mean, I can't.
But it was funny how they did that. It was like Heather said, I'll throw your skinny, you know what, in the pool, in the ocean. She's like, I'll pick you up. And it was like one-upping each other. And then mm-hmm, it just got mm-hmm. so comical. They just had to laugh at each other and get over it. They're never going to be on the same page.
No.
But Carol does stand up for Heather. I love that Carol can remain so neutral, but yet she can put her two cents in mm-hmm. and remain neutral. Yeah. It's weird. It's hard to do that. She does it well.
She does.
Yeah.
And I thought it was weird when Heather caught Ramona and Bethany talking.
And Heather caught Ramona and Bethany. Yes, I was
talking about her. Yeah. And she came up and she's like, are you talking about me? I thought it was so strange that Ramona inserted herself into the whole mess. And she's like, oh, she's jealous of our friendship.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, where did that come from? Yeah. Ramona, like, get over yourself. It is all about Ramona.
It really is. It really is.
It's Ramona's world. We're just paying rent in it, like Bethany said.
Just like Bethany said last episode, she's like, well, you know, when a fight is not, when I'm not in the fight, I almost feel like I'm, you know, it's good. Like wow, I'm getting away with something because I'm mm-hmm. not, for some reason, I'm not in the drama at this very moment. Mm-hmm. And you would think Ramona would sit there and kind of be like, wow, for once, I'm not doing anything. And instead, she's like, excuse me, can I be involved?
Right.
Can I start some problems?
Pull me into the drama.
It's mm-hmm. comical, though. No one takes her serious at this point. They can't. She mm-hmm. apologizes after everything she does.
Yeah.
Everything.
But she's mm-hmm. like those people, one of those people that if she was not going to come on the trip, everybody would be upset. They want her there because she's so funny.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Comical. And she has a good heart. She just is obviously just, she's just who she is.
She does not like to be unpopular.
Yes.
When she, you know, like the whole lunch thing, I think she realized, like, I better stay.
Yes.
Not because she felt necessarily bad for Beth, you know, that Bethany made the lunch. Maybe she did, but I think she just doesn't want to be unpopular. Yeah. And then the next day, with, you know, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
After
yeah. But that's such a good point. Yeah. I know. She always, it seems like she apologizes at those moments where she notices that everybody else is upset yes. at her. She's mm-hmm. like, oh, well, I guess I did do something wrong. Okay, fine. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Too much. So we see that Bethany fought with Heather, and then all of a sudden, like the next scene, it's Bethany is almost like helping Kristen with her nail polish. So Bethany calmed down, obviously, and I think she probably wanted to redeem herself a little for mm-hmm. the other ladies. She's telling her she likes her packaging. And do you think at this point Kristen takes her serious, or is Kristen like, okay, now you think I'm smart? Like, I don't know. How do you think Kristen is...
Grain of salt.
I was just in my head. I was like, grain of salt. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay.
Just, you know, if she wants to be nice to her, she'll say thank you and cautiously proceed, is how I think Kristen sees Bethany. Mm-hmm. It's like she's like a loose cannon. I don't know if she's going to start crying or start screaming at me.
Yeah.
Right.
And if she compliments me, great. If she wants to have a normal conversation, great. But other than that, I'm going to tiptoe around Bethany.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be my tactic.
They had a nice afternoon on the yacht last week, but yes. It's, I think she's kind of like, I'm just going to stay here on the outskirts and not, you know, I don't want any shrapnel hitting me. I'll stand on the edge.
Right. It was almost like they all take turns on who's going to be the crazy one for the day. Mm-hmm. They really do. They pick it out of a hat in the morning and they're like, today it's me. I'm sorry, guys. Don't take anything personal. And then they go on with it. That's how I feel like it must be, because it doesn't make any sense. They all take turns. They're not all crazy at once.
That is true.
Sometimes in pairs.
Maybe it's something to do with their hormonal surges throughout the month. I don't know.
I don't think that, unless they're already past that point.
Maybe they're
right, which
then is no excuse.
That's, yeah. That's true.
Could be hot flashes, maybe. Right, I don't know. True. Something right. going on. So, and can we just talk about for a second the bums? Go back to the bums. Who had the best bum tonight that we saw?
Carol.
Carol, okay.
I'd take any of theirs.
Yeah.
Heather, who said Carol, Heather? I really like
Heather
butt,
has. Kristen has a great body.
Heather is just completely toned. And I'm not, mm-hmm. Bethany is just so thin. Mm-hmm. But you can see her in the swimsuit. She's just kind of like, mm-hmm. saggy bum a little bit. No, she's got a great body.
Yeah.
But like Heather, you can see it in her stomach. She's just
she's
toned
strong.
And like strong. And sometimes seeing a very like strong athletic woman is mm-hmm. almost better than seeing a girl that's just thin and petite and tiny. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying anything against it because all of them look amazing.
It's hard to pick. They all have perfect bodies. If we have to, like, we really have to get technical right
but
now.
But Carol bending over on the paddleboard, I got a little excited.
Carol's super thin, but she's super toned.
Yeah.
I never saw anything hanging on her ever. She's, like, perfectly toned. Ridiculous. Also, Kristen has an amazing body. She's super strong, too. They all have
great. They all have Ramona super looks strong. Great thighs. She really does.
Ramona has the strongest thighs and calf muscles.
I don't see any cellulite on that girl. She's working it.
They're all perfect. It's really hard to pick. But, yeah, it's amazing. I'm like, we're not afraid to get older. No. We watch them.
That's not their problem, right? They have other problems, but that's not
their problem, right? And they eat pretty well, too.
Yeah.
So then we see that Heather apologizes to Sonia. How did you feel about Heather and Sonia in this situation? Heather apologizing to Sonia about last week. I thought it was very genuine, and I think it's a way to kind of, you know, she wants to move on and have a nice couple days left, however long they're going to be there. And I think she didn't want Sonia to hold any grudges, but I think Heather took, you know, she took mm-hmm. the high road, high road.
I thought it was weird timing because I didn't see anything that would have led up to her being like, I need to take her aside and apologize. But I will say, I'm happy that she's the only one who took the initiative to go give her a genuine apology.
Do you think that was editing? Or do you think that that was because because Heather just had an issue with Bethany and she wanted to make sure that, you know, she was covering everything. Just making sure she was saying, you know, good with everybody.
I'm not sure. Like, maybe this was edited out of...
That's a really good point,
out
the timing-wise.
Of chronological order, but... Yeah, good point.
I don't know. No, because you brought up the good point. Yeah. I'm just going. I'm thinking to myself, well, if you had a fight with somebody, would you want to go to the other person and make up with them because you feel like bad now that you have a problem with two people?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was kind of like, it was everyone against Sonia, and then it was Bethany and Sonia. So it was nice that Heather was the only one out of the whole gang to go take her aside and say, I apologize. None of us are qualified to say that about you, so we shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Right. It was really sweet of her, and I feel like Sonia tonight, if anything, we didn't even hear from her at the dinner at the very end. She was very happy, she seemed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's been the most well-behaved.
Yeah. I think she got everything out of her last week. She had all that built in.
Yeah.
She needed to get it out. I'm so glad she did. She looks just happier.
Yeah.
And we see later some tears, but with Luann. But anyway, so then we go into the fire shots and the scene where Ramona is, can someone please explain what happened here? What the heck? I just saw 1 minute Bethany and Carol, I think, were talking to this guy, and the next minute Ramona walks over, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're at the conch shack. Ramona is crazy wild, like ready to take on the night.
Get shot.
She's in heat. Sorority she's girl in heat style. So she's flirting with the bartender, has her chest hanging over the bar, like cleavage in his face, and she's like, we need 8 fireball shots to our table, please, sir. She comes up like hanging off the guy when he's got the tray full of shots he's trying not to spill.
Yeah.
Sauntering.
And
we
sauntering
saw that the everyone wiggle. Yeah, like the like, wiggle all night.
It's amazing.
So right when she gets back to the table, Bethany and Carol are talking to a man who happens to be the owner. Bethany kind of knows who he is. She said her girlfriend knows him, or I don't know if previously dated. I believe she said something about my girlfriend knows him. Mm-hmm. So that's how I knew who he was. So she just was casually introducing Carol to him because Carol's also technically single.
Right.
Has been loosely seeing the 28-year-old. And Ramona decides that it's her job to go jump in, bump them out of the way, say hello. I guess she was just very excited by his
title,
his appearance, because she grabbed his arms, right, and said, like, you must be.
Yes. But do you think it had anything to do with that he owned the bar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, just making sure.
I thought it was rude of her even, it wasn't even just the blocking the women out as far as not speaking to them.
Right.
She put her arm around him like this to the point where the girls were behind her arm. She physically
blocked
them
out.
Didn't even acknowledge them. Yeah. It just was an out of control situation. Yeah.
She what made was a going beeline through her head.
I mean,
she was in Ramona's zone.
Yeah. Oh,
she
yeah,
was like,
I get
I'm single
zone
now. I'm getting divorced after 25 years. He owns a place and he's cute.
I'm gonna flirt. I'm gonna flirt to flirt.
But then she said later she didn't like his body. She wasn't attracted to him physically. Didn't she say that later?
Lies.
I thought she said something about, like, I didn't get his phone number. Like, just relax.
Yeah, but then they said, like, you were something about physically. She's like, well, I wasn't physically attracted to him either. Yeah, because someone said, oh, we weren't physically attracted to him anyway. And she goes, I wasn't physically attracted to him anyway. Or something like that. God. We got to go back and rewind. Just let us know if we messed that up. A.K.A. if I messed that up. But I'm pretty sure I didn't. But I could have. I'm human. Anyway. What were you going to say?
I don't know. I think you're right.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
But it was weird.
Apparently, the rest of the night, she didn't talk to anyone. Only this guy.
Yeah.
So kind of from when they first got there, it was Ramona's world.
An excuse that she's going through such a hard time. All of them are kind of going through something.
You don't need to ignore your friends to be like, you know what, he's mine. I got it.
Right.
Yeah.
She's not the only one who's single. She's not the only one who's going through a hard time.
It's such like it reminds me of my days in the sorority many, many moons ago when girls would be like, fighting for the hot fraternity guy, and they fight out, you know.
Which I never understood. I never understood because I think the guy chooses you.
Yes.
So, like, if there's multiple girls
and
one guy,
and you're
just
you know,
hang out, have fun, and if the guy will choose the guy chooses
why
you.
Why should we have to work for it? Let them come to us. I'll wait here. Come to me. But I have to also say, going back to that, it was interesting seeing that Ramona, I always think to myself when I'm watching it, does she ever do anything because she thinks Mario's going to watch it? And I don't know.
Get a rise out of him.
Right. She wants to, you know, show him what she's got and that she's loving life.
That's a great point because she's been very theatrical with her flirting. Yes.
More
season.
So than
like
ever.
Like throwing the body into it.
Yeah.
And they mentioned it the next morning as far as like the chest is up here and the eyelashes are going crazy and it.
It just will rerun over and over again. You know he's watching it. He wants her back. He's probably. I would do it. If my husband cheated on me after 25 years, you know I would look my best. And I would be flirting with everyone and being like, you can't have me. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way you can. Why not? Take the opportunity to show him.
I think you're right. Maybe that's what's a
she
lot
she couldn't
of what's
possibly
going on.
Not think that he's not going to watch it. I just think there's got to be a motive to the fact that she's constantly flirting. Other than the fact that also she can flirt now after 25 years, which must be really fun for anybody. It's like, just like, wait, the first time in 25 years.
Been let out of jail.
Yeah, she's just let out of jail. It's like your first burger and fries from McDonald's when you get out of jail. It's supposed to taste amazing, you know what I mean?
I think you can't blame her. I think it was her method.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that everyone found fault with.
Right.
But she was in the zone.
She was in the Ramona zone. But then, okay, so, all right, then we go into the dinner. Are we missing anything before going to the
Just the morning.
The lunch. Kristen telling Ramona that she was rude to all of them.
Nothing came of that, though.
Yeah, nothing really came. She just admitted and said, hey, you were rude to everybody yesterday. Oh, just want to let you know.
She apologized, right? Yeah. Right. Yeah. She said,
and then they were leaving for the Gansler.
No, she attacked Carol.
No, that was at lunch. They left for the Gansler Hotel and pool. Right. And then Ramona and Sonia had checked in already prior to everyone because they left without them.
Right.
The girls came late, so they ran out to the cabana. Yes. Then the ladies were like, "Oh, we're gonna have lunch." So then they mocked them first. Oh well, yes, they did make fun of them, but they were like, "Oh, now since you're having lunch, now we can go and join them."
Yes. First of all, I think that Ramona's. So for anybody who didn't see it yet, please watch it. So because this would be really like tons of spoilers, obviously. But if you didn't, we're talking about the scene where like. Lindsay just said, Ramona and Sonia went to the beach first before lunch, and mocking, meaning they were kind of mocking what Luann would do if Luann came over to get them. I'm doing impressions, right. And I'm sorry, I thought Ramona's was dead on of Luann.
Mm-hmm. Sonia.
Okay. I made you French eggs. Come upstairs. Like, she did it so well. Whatever it was that she said, it was just amazing. Mm-hmm. It was so funny. They're like two kids that you just let out for a little bit, and then you're like, okay, let's get the kids in. They're hungry. You're going to feed the kids.
Mm-hmm. I liked when Sonia chimed in.
Back in their box.
Carol's just going to write about it in her next novel.
Oh, yes.
The Carol won't say anything.
No, Carol will write about it in her next novel. That was amazing. Yeah. And then they're all, so then they go up to the lunch, and they must have felt so awkward.
Everyone froze her out. It was so awkward.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that serious, that they all had this little pact that they were going to,
I was like, wow.
Right. Well, by this point, Bethany had left, right? She went back to New York, so we don't see Bethany, but everybody else is literally, like, I felt like I was in lunch, like, in lunch in middle school, where I was being ignored, that feeling where everybody's, they all had this conversation beforehand, and they all just agreed no one's going to look at Ashley for 45 minutes. I'm like, it's killing me. Like, I remember those days, so I'm like, I feel for them, but they at least had each other in that circumstance. Yeah. Crazy. And then poor Carol, of all people, gets attacked by Ramona because they bring it up about this whole thing that happened the night before with the guy that we just told you about. And, you know, she looks at Carol, and she says, excuse me, well, you're the one effing a 28-year-old or whatever. I felt bad. And, Carol really just always looks better and better with every word that she says. Because the way she handles herself, she just doesn't say anything without thinking first. And she just says it perfectly. Mm-hmm. Whatever she said, just Ramona immediately backtracks and apologizes.
She said, is that your apology?
Yeah, is that your apology?
And then Ramona tried to cry. And Carol goes, get rid of those tears. Like, seriously, the crocodile tears? Like, be done. And she goes, and then they reverse into her face. Into her head. Like, they're gone. And they never existed before. You had no idea what was happening. And sure enough, they did.
They did. That, you would think you'd do it more just to prove them wrong. She's like, okay, fine. It was like a little kid that cries that they're not really not crying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, give me my popsicle. And you're like, you're not really crying. And then they just, like, they, if anything, they just cry more because they want to show that they are really crying, even though they're not. Ramona's like, fine, I'll give up. I'm not crying. And I'm sorry. Forgive me. And I just wish Bethany was there because Bethany would have had some one-liner about her apology. Right? But she's like, yeah, you know what? I guess I did do that. She, like, agreed. She almost, like, it's like she agrees to everything that people say that she does that's wrong.
If she gets a group.
Yeah.
Like, what's it called? They all accuse her.
Yes.
Group consensus.
Wrong,
they're not all accusing her. But a group consensus, if all of them are saying, no, you actually were rude, then she'll apologize. Mm-hmm. But if it's just one person, she'll go into attack mode and, as Carol said, get mean about it.
You're right. And Luann, it looked like Luann and Sonia were kind of having their own little convo about it. And Sonia wasn't really disagreeing. She kind of agreed.
Sonia was jumping in where Ramona was saying, she's throwing me under the bus right now, pretty much.
She wasn't helping.
She wasn't helping the situation.
She was saying, I think she said she conk blocked at that point. Didn't she say something like that?
I think so.
She was like, you're the one, you were doing that, whatever. Sonia just threw it right under the bus.
She said that was ownership.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
She just took
that wasn't flirting. That was ownership.
Yes. She was the one who gave it to her, which was fine. That's why I think Ramona always, when it's everybody and Sonia, she just gives up.
Yeah.
And But then a little bit after that was interesting. You see Sonia and Luann, like, I don't know how long after this must have been. Obviously, it was edited because they were just about to eat lunch. And then all of a sudden, it's just Sonia and Luann. And they're talking about Sonia's issues with her husband and how she just wants to be let go financially so she can move on. And Luann's in tears.
Yeah. I was why are they both crying? I guess they're both going through hard times. I don't know.
You think, okay, so
she
that makes sense.
She probably is still, like, Luann reeling feels from her
Yes.
Failed marriages. I don't know. What do you guys?
Relating to it.
Well, I remember Luann mentioning, like, you know, Sonia and I go way back. Like, we're really friends from way back, and I wanted to apologize. So I don't know if she knew her throughout, you know, meeting her husband and marrying her, Sonia meeting her ex-husband, marrying him, getting divorced, seeing all the financial problems, and, like, really feeling for her friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kind of thought, what was happening? I don't know. I could be wrong, but...
Because she seemed to be legit crying.
No, she was. Yeah. I just didn't understand why, because she cares about her a lot, I guess. And also, I think, like you said, Fern, like, she was really... she must have been feeling something that was just giving her feelings of her life. Because I don't think she's very open about her... I think his name's Alex.
Yeah.
Her life with Alex. But obviously, she had to downsize her house, and I'm sure he's not making it... She can't be making it super easy for her financially, I'm sure, if you divorce.
Yeah.
Although she says they remain friends and they remain okay, but something had to... Something hit her the wrong way there. Yeah. It was very sad, but I really felt bad for Sonia. And we Googled the guy that she was married to, and he's ancient.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty old. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he wouldn't just say, like, listen, like, just have someone take the money and just, like, go live your life. I don't know. I don't know why he's holding on to everything. He looks like he's not, like, 25, and he's like, well, I have my whole life to spend these millions. Like, give her the money. Give her whatever the
case is. We don't know totally what happened, and I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that's behind closed doors that if there was some sort of cheating or something else, maybe he's holding on to it because he's like, I'm bitter about it. So you never really know. Like, yes, I guarantee there's stuff that they both didn't do right in the situation, but he could be a bitter old man that's just like, I'm not going to do this on principle alone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or he could be completely crazy and off his rocker and be like, I'm not giving her anything.
Right.
For no reason, and she was lovely.
You're right. We don't know.
And I've been listening to her podcast, and it sounds like he was a really grumpy old man when she met him. Which is how many years ago.
You've been listening to it, huh?
Oh, yeah. She's really funny about him. Like, she's always like, oh, that old kook. Like,
really?
Coot. I forget what she's always calling him some weird, like, funny, like, nickname. And she's always like, oh, he was so grumpy. Like,
where do you listen to it?
It's on iTunes. It's Sonia and this in the City or And the City.
Oh, so it's relatively new?
You know, so, I think she's been doing it for about 6 months, and there's not that many episodes, maybe like 7 episodes.
Oh, but I bet she'd be great at that.
She started before the show started airing, and now there's some episodes after the show has started airing, which I'm not up to yet, so.
Okay. I'm going to start listening to
that. It's very Sonia.
If
you are stuck on the highway in traffic, or the freeway, as we call it, in the West.
On your phone or something?
I just plug it like into the speaker in the car, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna start listening to her. That's very interesting.
It's like it kind of makes sense with all the how Bethany's always saying, like, stop with the name dropping, like, no one cares. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nothing but that. But it has helped me, like, peer into Sonia's world and her head and why she says all these things. So
yes,
I kind of filled in the gray area for
a
little.
Good. I'm glad that you started doing that too. That's really cool. So okay, so let me get into the dinner. And, I don't even know where to begin with this. So, I don't know what the heck went wrong. We were watching them. They were ordering dirty. Lindsay filled me in on what a dirty martini is and all these things. I had no idea. I never had a martini in my life. I can't believe that, but I haven't.
You haven't?
Never had a martini. I love olives, though.
I love a dirty martini.
I probably would like the way Vicky had it, because she used to always have it with blue cheese olives.
Yes.
So I probably would have it
that way.
A
little snack then as well.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly. I think I ordered one once. I don't know how to order it, which
I do. That's why I drink Bloody Marys. It's like, I just have dinner right there.
It's delicious. Me too. I love Bloody Marys. But anyway, somewhere along the line, they got way too dirty, these martinis, because Dorinda... I'm obsessed with Dorinda, and tonight I was so anti-Dorinda when she did this. Heather, okay, I'm very passionate. I come from an Italian family. My mother swears a lot. My father does, too. I grew up in a house that swears. They didn't tell me to swear. It's just that they're very passionate Italians. And so for me, you know, I never look at someone who swears and thinks, I never think to myself, I never look down upon them. I just think they're just expressing themselves. Mm-hmm. And where the heck did it go from Heather saying something, Ramona swearing, someone called out Ramona, forget who it was, and Ramona blaming it on Heather, but she's a grown woman. She's like, I get my bad habits from you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Heather's like, first of all, caught off guard. She's like, well, I hope I don't get any bad habits from you. And she's like, I hope you don't either. And then Dorinda just steps in and just like
Dorinda and Luann.
Right.
Luann
first. I thought it was Dorinda first. Was it Luann first?
It was Luann first because they were saying Heather was saying that Luann was being a hypocrite because her daughter swears.
Yes, you're right.
All this stuff. And then that's when Dorinda kind of jumped into it.
What the heck was that? Like, I mean, Luann, I can see her doing that, I guess, at some point. She's the Countess. But why Dorinda? Why?
Well, I think Luann and Dorinda had way too many martinis.
Yeah.
And it was weird to me to see the dividing line in the group because the laid-back girls were on one side of the table.
Yes.
And Ramona and Dorinda and Luann were on the other side of the table saying, you should never swear.
Was that
you
production?
You should never say the F word.
Was that production? That could not be coincidence.
I feel like I never would have predicted them getting into a fight where one side of the table was against the other, or they were all three against
Heather. Everything's structured, though.
But we heard them right before they sat down. They said, where should we all sit tonight?
Oh, they did.
Yes. Okay.
Lindsay, you're a genius.
Yes.
We have to ask.
They said, where should we all sit tonight?
Well, who said that?
I think it was Heather.
Who'd they say it to? Just to each other?
And then I heard somebody say, well, I'm going to sit next to you. I don't know. Like, I'd have to go back and look.
Let's go back and watch that.
I heard one girl say, and I think it was Heather, where should we sit tonight? And then somebody's saying, I'm going to sit next to you tonight.
Well, the next wife that comes, we have to confirm this.
Yeah, it does. Hopefully it's Carol. She's supposed to come end of July, so let's hope. But, okay, wait. So why, Dorinda? I don't care that she drank. It's still, she was attacking Heather. She's like, well, my mother never raised me like that. I come from this. I went to, somebody went to, she was talking about private school. And just throwing names down. And
way off the deep
what
end.
What the heck are you talking about? And Heather's like, what is Heather like, chop liver, like, hello, she's extremely educated. She's amazing. She's amazing. She's an amazing woman. What the heck are you doing?
What's your tagline of the show, this episode?
Oh, yeah, what was it?
Hashtag your mom's proud of you now.
it's hard to tell. Are you serious? Okay. So this is the part. So remember how, okay, I'm sorry, but Dorinda did have fish on her face, and it was hard to take her serious,
because
she had fish on her face.
And so she was just drunk, too.
She was drunk, and she had a piece of cod on her face or something, like halibut or cod. So I'm, like, watching, and I'm, like, why are you, like, she's trying to be so, like, she's, like, I'm this and I'm that. I'm, like, what are you, like, I couldn't even listen to half the things she said. We had to rewind it, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did, I'm sorry. But that's not like Dorinda. Dorinda is never the one to ever try to hurt anybody's feelings, ever. She wanted to get her point out. She didn't have to attack Heather to do it. She could have just said it.
And so, someone who's sloppy drunk with food on your face should not be yelling at someone else about something they do.
It's
that's
beyond.
Improper or, you know, about cursing. It's just, yeah.
Heather handled it so well, though, once again.
Handled it well, except for the little below-the-belt comment about I'm making your mom proud now.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not.
But it was.
It's one of those things where a lot of the ladies say during the reunions, let's not bring kids or family into this.
Yeah.
Everything else, let's leave all that out. You can attack me, I can attack you, whatever. You shouldn't, but we can. Let's not bring any family into it. So that was just a little bit below the belt. But I think she just felt so literally ganged up on between Luann, Ramona, and Heather, or Luann, Ramona, and Dorinda at that point, that she was just like, you're sitting here talking about our moms and talking about how they raised us. So this was her only way of maybe making a point about that.
Right.
Because all the other women were saying, I need another effing martini. Trying to lighten the mood.
Sonia was like, what's going on?
And my tagline tonight is, when Sonia is the most sober person at the table, then you know there's problems.
Something has gone wrong.
Something's gone seriously wrong. It was so messed up. And in terms of Luann saying her daughter, something with her daughter, like my daughter, I would say her daughter doesn't swear. So her daughter,
something about I'm raising her to be a classy lady or something like that.
I don't understand. First of all, she is super classy. She's an artist and she's beautiful. And I mean, but at the same time, Luann loves to have fun and be like silly. Like she just danced with her daughter and watched Happens Live a few weeks ago. They were doing like a sexy dance, new song.
Which Heather had a great point. She's like, Luann, you're so hypocritical. You're full of it. You
swear
to. You drink a ton. You swear. You smoke cigarettes. And you go out with a bunch of different men. And yet you're going to sit there and be like, you can't say the
F
word.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know? So I think that Heather wins this round.
Oh, completely.
Hands down.
I think that Luann had to do it because she has a book about manners. And that she felt like it would be detrimental to her brand if she didn't.
Could possibly be. Maybe. I think that she thinks that's her grandstanding platform. And really.
Yeah.
That is her brand, I mean.
Right.
But why now? why bring this up now at this dinner?
Yeah, what Dorinda
because
has a
problem
there's
been with plenty of she swearing does, throughout yeah. the whole season.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Heather's always been a swearer. That's yeah. just the way that she is.
I really
so why
and
now?
She's super
I think
classy.
It's a drunk
sorry.
I think it was a drunk argument thing. I really do. Yeah. I think that
I can
the,
that.
That Dorinda yeah. and Luann were very drunk and they just kept it going. Yeah. Like Heather's just like, I really don't know what you guys are talking
yeah,
about
it was
anymore.
Comical. Watching her reaction, it was like the same reaction she had to Bethany, like, okay, you're taking this way too serious. First of all, Heather is one of the classiest people ever. And it just goes to show you, I'm not saying that you should swear. If you can try, if you can not swear, then don't swear. But if you swear and you do it the way Heather does it, and like Heather said, like there's certain situations where you're like, F
exactly.
this, whatever. You're with your friends, big deal. That's who you are. Get over it.
They exactly. all ultimately
she,
agreed.
I'm going to use a little mm-hmm. Beyonce here. She is a grown woman.
Right.
She is a successful businesswoman, a reality star, is married and has children of her mm-hmm. own. Like, she can do and say whatever mm-hmm. she wants. Like, there are no rules that you cannot swear as an adult. There are certain situations you probably shouldn't.
Exactly. Which
otherwise,
is what they ultimately all agreed on. I think they all agree. They all curse.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do it in certain situations.
The
so what
fact
are they fighting
that,
about?
I hate it when they pull this old guard thing of like, they're like, oh, we're so proper and Upper
oh, yeah.
East Side. It's
oh,
like,
please.
No, you're so old school and outdated
you
with this
so
whole
right
like,
right.
I have good manners and
right.
I'm high society. Like, no, you're on a reality show where you're drunk all the time.
Right. With
you're
fish
not
on your
as,
mouth.
Yeah,
and
you're
arguing.
Not as special as you think you
right.
are.
And like, I'm so, if anybody else, that's the one person, it's like, it would be as bad as seeing Carol do that. Like, seeing Dorinda do that to me was like, wow,
yeah.
I was obsessed with Dorinda. And now I'm like, I don't
side.
Know if I'm ever going to go with the way I was. I just, and even, I think they even mentioned Dorinda's daughter, because Dorinda's daughter we saw is
but
not very nice
Heather,
to her.
Heather
well,
said
Heather
that.
Said that. She's like, your daughter says the F word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did, she, mm-hmm. did she have anything to say to that?
No.
She started, well, then she started with the whole thing of how my mother raised me and this and prep school and
something
private
about
school
society.
And Hong Kong and
I
London.
But then
that.
She almost went back. She's like, we're both from the same place.
It,
what
she
got
and
was
did
that?
She know she went too far and then she was trying to relate to Heather?
I was going to ask you that. I don't know.
No, no, I think she was just upset then because then she started to cry as she was getting up. She's like, yeah. I don't want to be humiliated.
She got mm-hmm. hysterical.
You and I come from the same like background, from the same mom, the same family type thing. Like, you shouldn't be. I think then she was just like, and that's when Heather again said, you're making your mom proud again right now.
Yeah, because it was like, you
at
went
this
from
point,
what to what?
Conversation needs to be over. She needs to walk mm-hmm. away.
Yeah.
Just everyone needs to chill out. They, Luann and her need to stop drinking. And, mm-hmm.
and she has a problem with Heather because it's
what
come out last
it?
Week,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather did nothing wrong last week. She said, wait for me.
Last
Dorinda
week
said, wait for me. She starts crying. And then they make up a little bit. And then Heather makes a joke last week saying something like, well, you're so gangster or something. She's just kidding. And Dorinda's like, no, I'm not. And then she's like, I was just kidding. She's like, I know. It's like, there's something there, I'm telling you. It's
mm-hmm.
just,
yeah.
and she's putting it into little things. There's something there that Dorinda does not, she's not very happy with Heather.
Yeah.
Something's rubbing
mm-hmm.
her the wrong way with Heather, and it's mm-hmm. sitting inside of her, and she's getting really angry when she drinks. And
right.
she's with Heather.
Yeah.
I don't know what it could possibly be.
And I'm
be.
Wondering if it's, she thinks Heather isn't as classy as her, and they're from the same neighborhood, and she's like, ugh, I don't want people to relate the two of us when I think I'm better than her, and I don't know.
I don't know either, but this is the second week to have.
We've just been waiting for, like, you know, Dorinda's so cool, Dorinda's
yeah.
so chill, Dorinda's so classy, and it's like we've finally
yeah.
seen the other
uh-huh.
side.
Yeah. This is the first.
So disappointing, though.
I know.
Her.
Last week I saw it, too, but I still had an excuse for it somehow. I was like, oh, she didn't meet it. This was below the belt, so I really hope she redeems herself. But anyway, do we have any last, you know, any last words about the episode before we get into predictions?
I just thought it was weird that Ramona got up and left. I think she was going to call Mario, who I think she was texting.
Ooh. Ah. We don't think she was texting. Wait, was she texting on a BlackBerry or an iPhone?
I can't remember. Was it our iPhone?
I don't know.
Usually it's BlackBerries are the text producers, don't they? That's what I heard. I heard a rumor like that before.
I thought it was just an iPhone, but they blurred out the screen.
But
and Luann was like, that's rude. Put your phone away. And then she got up and left the table when the whole F word argument blew up.
Mm. Well,
it's true.
That's really interesting. Can you text from Turks and Caicos? Like, is there service
sure, you can
here?
Get an international plan.
Yeah. But would you do that?
These
probably,
women?
Right, yeah. Right.
These women would, mm-hmm. for
I think
sure.
she's texting Mario.
Maybe.
Wow, okay. All right, let's get some predictions.
I think they were one of us, think.
I think
all
so.
Right.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Very interesting. All right.
Ooh,
we saw that. Was that, a new stinger?
That was quick. Yeah, that was exciting. Oh my god, I don't know. More drunkenness, more fights. Yeah. I'm thinking next week's going to be really exciting because somebody brings home a guy and he's naked in the morning, and I don't think we've ever seen that on any of the Housewives shows.
Didn't we see
Luann did, yeah.
But he wasn't naked.
But like not being accused of being naked, right?
Yeah, no. And this was like, I mean, Kristen's yelling, get up! You need to wake up!
Why is she freaking out?
Yeah, no.
I think she probably was like, who's this random man? Like, this is disgusting, maybe? Like, why is he naked?
I don't see how, I mean, I'm going to take this
out. Not really anyone's business.
I don't see how you can be mad at a grown woman who's single for bringing home a hookup when you're, I mean, you're married. Like, worry about yourself.
Yeah, why would you be upset? Unless it was somebody that's married already. And she's like, oh my God, you're married. Why are you doing that? But that would only be dramatic.
Kristen and Heather, right? They're the only two married
ones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
So it's not, it's obviously not either one of them.
Right.
All I know is Luann says her signature line, finally.
Yes!
I can't wait.
We should all bring sunglasses next week. We have to. That's my. I've been waiting all season for that. Let's do it next week. I feel like next week we're going to see some more with Dorinda and Heather. I have a feeling Dorinda's going to have to explain herself somehow because she's going to feel guilty about what she did. And I want to know what her excuse will be. And I want to know how she, you know, tries to redeem herself to Heather. And if Heather trusts her again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and we see all of them return to New York again, and Dorinda and Heather getting into it in New York as well.
Yeah.
So this fight is not over, and I feel like this is going to take us into the reunion at some point. Since you said
they're taping it today,
it
right? Yeah. Which means we got, probably another 2 months till the
probably
last episode.
Yeah, maybe six episodes or so.
I feel like they're taping it a little early, no?
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know. It looks like Kristen and Bethany get into it, and Bethany's accusing her of selling something to the tabloid.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Uh-huh.
That's big stuff.
Yeah. Amazing. I don't know. Overall, though, I really hope that Dorinda and Heather can make up at the end. Mm-hmm. Because I do like Dorinda a lot, and I like Heather a lot, and I really don't like
Heather. I think they fight during the reunion.
You think so?
That's my prediction.
Yeah?
Ooh.
I wish we could watch the reunion now. Anyway, where can we find all my lovely ladies? Sorry, Megan.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter at Megan Stecher. Also, Instagram, same name, MEGANSTECHER.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wagner-Betts, LYNDSEYWEGNER, or my blog, lindsaywagner.blogspot.com.
This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay, RONAY. And I have a book coming out later this year.
Yes.
The story of a single 29-year-old Manhattan lawyer who's guided by her dead Italian grandparents. If that's something that would be interesting to you, please follow me.
And it's her anniversary today. Yay, with her hubby.
Well, no, I met my husband 8 years ago in 7707 in New York.
Wait,
at Morgan's Bar on Madison Avenue.
My dog Lulu was born 7707. It's her birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday, Lulu.
Happy birthday, Lulu, and happy anniversary.
Thank you.
When's your book come out?
At the end of the year. We don't have a release date yet.
Okay. You got to bring it in and everything. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. And this is Ashley. You can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels, Instagram at Miss Ashley Daniels, Periscope at Ashley Daniels. And we will see you next week for another episode of The Real Housewives of New York. I love you. We all love you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.